code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, heading to the Matrix on the 14th of December 2012. For newcomers, as always, I advise you to make good use of cutting through the Matrix.com website. Lots of information to download, a whole history there, an alternate history actually of the world, how it's been run, how it was designed a long time ago to be taken over by a small clique basically, who would bring science in to work for them, think tanks and scientists, take over academia, get them all on board with it too. They own the politicians, they own the political parties, and they create their clubs and foundations, these big rich men, and their foundations literally pay for thousands of non-governmental organizations, which they can mobilize any time, anywhere in the world, including your color revolutions, by the way, as well, to go into countries and agitate, including your own country, and to get laws passed in favor of those who are already ruling you. And they're not ruled by the parties that you think you have been. They simply are put in by the same crowd. You've got the appearance of competition, but like everything else in society, there's no competition at all. That goes too for all the big international corporations. And that's a trick. You find it's the same big shareholders who have the majority of shares in all big corporations across the world today. So help yourself to that. Number two, there's lots of free audio for download. There's lots of transcripts for print up as well in English and all the sites listed on cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you go to Alan Watts Sentinel.eu, get transcripts in other languages. Number two, that you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and hopefully that'll keep me ticking over. You can also donate as well. And I don't toot my own horn, believe you me. I just get the truth out as I see it, and I've definitely done an awful lot of study my whole life to do this. And what I do here is on my own, so it's kind of hard. It takes a whole darn day, every day of the week. So if you want to help me out, you can buy the books and discs. And from the US to Canada, remember, personal checks are still good, and so are international postal money orders from your post office from the US to Canada. You can also send cash or use PayPal. And across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. Remember, straight donations are seriously, seriously welcome as we go into these austere times. Whatever is getting austere. Understand, this is the century of change. I can't say that often enough, because in the last century, especially in the latter part of the last century, we already saw the build-ups of massive regimes during the 20th century. Regimes meant to alter the world dramatically. We saw the Soviet system, and we saw the German Nazi system, and all built up and financed, actually, from the same big bankers, mainly in the US and in London. And these had a profound effect on everything. It changed the whole world. So you understand that wars aren't just for conquest and plunder. That's a good part of it, too. They always do that. But it's also, and making money off the war machine itself is a fantastic business to be in. But also, it's to change society. And he quickly said it himself, a professor who taught lots of diplomats for the United States. He said that you can get more done in 5 years of war on a social level change than you can in 50 years of peace using simple propaganda. So we're going through massive changes, all planned that way. And here we are at the present. This is the century of change, as the academia I called it for 50-odd years. For change, they mean the final capping of all of these previous wars and so on, and bringing this world into their new, improved system, run properly with massive government bureaucracies and agencies, just like the Soviet system, really, running all of our lives from birth to death. And at the top of it, you have the ultra elites. We can call them fascists if we want. That's what begins to answer something else. But anyway, we're back with more after this break.
Yeah. Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix. And tonight, too, I wanted to mention just briefly there's a video up on YouTube with the CEO of General Electric Company, and that's Jeffrey Immelt, and or Immelt, however he pronounces it. And you'll hear him on the morning show on, I think it was last Tuesday, and he's talking about, he's praising China, he's praising communist China. He actually says that, communist China, because they can get things done there. He says there's benefits to having a centralized government, he says, with all the power over the people, he says. I think he was almost slobbering at the thought. And Obama put him in charge of the, as I say, he's the chairman of the, or the head of the Jobs Council, chairman for Obama. So I'll put this link up tonight to hear how these people slobber over totalitarian regimes as they bring the same thing into the West and everywhere else across the world that they've moved into. And so it's a really, it's just fascinating to see all this happening. It's the, again, this remember too, is the time, this is the century of change where all their big plans they worked out for centuries and really worked hard in the 20th century come to fruition. They bring in the completely controlled totalitarian society where experts rule everything, everything. Experts, you see. And because people, they claim that people are just mentally ill. Actually, if you go into all the writings, they'll talk about people being mentally ill. And these people, these communists moved into your countries with that philosophy, still have it today. And so they're going to make you all right by running your lives for you from birth to death. There's a lot more to it, of course, but That's just the basis. But I'll put this video up tonight to let you see how they're chatting quite openly about this wonderful, you know, this is the time of change. So they're going to introduce it all under the guise, too, of fighting terrorism and everything else. They've already taken most folks' rights away. They've plundered the planets, they've plundered the taxation and the military, the U.S., to plunder the rest of the world and force them into the same system. And the people don't really know what's really, really going on. They never will, most of them. And of course, everyone's talking about the gunmen that's on cue. Of course, it's always on cue after Obama and the rest of them have talked about disarming the American public. Goes out and into a school. It's always schools, you see, because anywhere else, people were so jaded today, there'd be no real impact with most folk. You know, it doesn't hit the same way. So they like to take schools, and that always gets your attention, even though it's hypocrisy, because most folk today really don't want children, or they don't care about all the ones going down the toilet after the morning after a pill. I mean, let's be honest about things. It's kind of hypocritical, in a sense. But still, it has the effect, you see, desired effect. So this gunman kills 20 children, 6 adults, and then himself, apparently, at Connecticut's elementary school, right on cue. And it says, we won't get all the story for a while. I think there's more to it, actually, than even you'd suspect. But I think they'll keep a lot of this back for a while, like they did with the Columbine shooting as well, where they really kept it back who these guys were, who their parents were, and things like that. They kept it all back from the public for specific reasons. But anyway, it seems that maybe even the mother lived in New Jersey at one time, we don't know. It's only 20-odd miles, I think, away from where she worked. And the father apparently lives there, and one of the brothers lives there still. And it says a shooter whose source is identified as Adam Lanza shot his mother, Nancy Lanza, in the face of their home in Newton, Connecticut, and then went to nearby Sandy Hook Elementary School, where she taught and gunned down her entire class, according to sources. And Lanza was found dead inside the school. According to officials, 18 of the children, 6 more adults were dead at the school, and 2 more children died later, and so on. Says Vance would not confirm the shooter's name, and earlier in the day there were conflicting reports of the gunman's identity. They actually had him mistaken as his brother, the older brother that was in New Jersey at work at the time. So anyway, they've got all that fixed out. And it says that an official with the knowledge of the situation said the shooter was armed with a .223 caliber rifle, 4 weapons in total, recovered from the scene, and the motive is not yet known. And Van said during the afternoon news conference that police arrived at the scene within minutes and so on and so on. Every door would be cracked. It becomes that the school was checked, the entire school was searched, and the shooting had occurred inside 2 rooms in 1 section of the school. So it seems that it comes out on cue, as I say. And of course, they already said the guy had various mental problems, and no doubt he had a special psychiatrist. They all have one, actually. Even the one that happened in Scotland with the bumbling shooting, he had his own special psychiatrist that also, by the way, was attached to an SAS squadron not far from Stirling, actually, where they were based. I think it was the 21st or 23rd. And so it's a military type thing. So it makes you wonder, again, a bit the same kind of thing with this one here happens right on cue, obviously. Some reports say this guy was dressed with the black gear and all the rest of it, even body armor, we just don't know. Everything's conflicting, the reports at this stage. And if that was the case, why would he be copying the one who did it recently in the cinema too, in the movie theater? So this is the MO of interference from other places, and never mind the money and so on, you know. So anyway, again, most stories go through little bits and just repeat the same stuff. All we can say is this has happened, and we won't know anything until we get an official report, and even that will have censored material in it too. I've no doubt about that at all. And of course, the big cry is already out to ban all, not just all semi-autos, but all firearms altogether for folk who they claim don't need them, meaning non-security people. So this seems to be one of the big ones that we're just either waiting for or knew was going to happen. Right on cue. And this action comes out, this one comes out to do a story here too, and it's about, again, a Australia, there's a lot of folk unhappy with Gillard in Australia for different reasons. There's minority groups that are unhappy about our decision not to, you know, keep our party in check and simply vote no for Palestine's admission into the UN. They're not happy. They want her out. But there's other folk want her out too because she has got an awful record. And this is to do with the fact that she was apparently accused of embezzlement from the Australian Workers' Union in the early 1990s, and she with her boyfriend was involved in that. And now there's more politicians asking for this to have a proper inquiry into it and so on. And we'll see where that goes. And talking about shootings and so on and all the rest of it too, see, the guy had run up to Canada, he might be okay, this guy who did the shooting. It says, Quebec doctor who killed his children is released from prison. It says, Guy Turcotte deemed mentally fit after less than 4 years in jail. And it says, actually, in the institution, because he classified him as insane, maybe temporary insanity when he killed all his children. It says, his ex-wife, Isabel Gasson, leaves the Pinel Institute in Montreal Wednesday, and Gaston attended the hearing before the Mental Health Commission overseeing Turcotte's fate. He stabbed his children 46 times, and he was freed after 46 months. Just in the latest twist to a case that shocked Canadians, the cardiologist who killed his two children was granted his release from the psychiatric institution Wednesday with conditions. The decision to release Turcotte came as a little surprise. A jury last year found him not criminally responsible for killing his 3-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son. And since the court verdict, he'd been in Montreal's Pinel Institute, where a panel Wednesday found him mentally fit to be released. It's great what they can do today, isn't it? Isn't it fantastic what they can do? Isn't it just amazing, eh? The case has provoked a torrent of outrage in Quebec, with Turcotte becoming a household name. Turcotte told the hearing Wednesday he wants to lead a regular life, productive life, but he's concerned about his newfound notoriety. I'd like to work to do some good around me, the cardiologist told the panel. The biggest challenge would be dealing with others, with the public. There's been a lot of bad mouthing, a lot of things that will be said. There'll be a lot of prejudice against me. His ex-wife, Isabel Gasson, expressed concern and disappointment with the justice system after the panel's decision. She said, I've lost faith in the justice system, Gasson said Wednesday. The message, says this decision sends, is you can kill your wife because you're sad, or your children because you're upset, and get away with it by saying you weren't all there at the time, being mentally ill. Turcotte will be allowed to leave Pinel, where he's been held since 2011, verdict, immediately, but must continue psychotherapy. You know that rubbish that Freud came out with, psychotherapy, which actually they've never done any empirical evidence. There's no empirical evidence that actually works. It's a faith belief system. It's started off a faith belief system, and it still is. Anyway, he began in June, keep the peace and stay away from Gaston, the family, and her spouse, as he was told. He still poses a risk, but that risk can be controlled if he's supervised, said lawyer Daniel Allard, commissioner of the panel. It's essential that there be his team on hand if this estate deteriorates. Well, yeah, you'd better, you know, absolutely. Turcotte will have another review before the panel, made up of a lawyer, psychiatrist, and psychologist in a year or earlier, if necessary. So, this is Turcotte, a former cardiologist, had behaved himself since being granted day passes. They actually gave him day passes. I mean, folk have no idea who's walking amongst them. From Pinel in June, and for the past 5 weeks, he left institution daily. Often he was at his parents' home overnight. Canada did the same thing with a guy in the Greyhound bus that killed someone, remember, about 2-3 years ago, and started eating him from all the passengers. Well, he's out now, too, on parole and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. So, yeah, everybody wants to do mass killing or anything in the States, just come to Canada and say you weren't quite yourself at the time. And we've always gone on about the banks getting ripped off by this big family of bankers. And they are a family in many ways, but they certainly they know what they're doing. But even with the last crash, they knew for 4 or 5 years that they were building up to it. And they were looting like crazy right to the end to get as much cash stashed away as possible. But due to the inquiry that they've had of the whole thing from Britain, it says, banks are just too big to prosecute, says the FSA's Andrew Bailey. Andrew Bailey, the chief executive designate of the Prudential Regulation Authority, admitted large banks have become too big to prosecute, raising very difficult questions for regulators. So, listen to the usual. Back with more after this break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm back for cutting talking about the banking system. The guys have run our lives and they'll work in a big club at the top. They'll know each other. They'll know what they're all up to. And they'll cover for each other too at times. But he is the chief executive designate for the Prudential Regulation Authority for Britain, saying they can't do anything about it, all the rip-offs that they're doing. He says that the banks have grown too large to prosecute. It'd be a very destabilizing issue. And it's another version of too important to fail, he says, because of the confidence issue with banks. So you've got to have confidence in the crooks, you understand. The same with government. And government, when things happen, they will do everything to cover things up from the public. So that's what I actually say when anybody finds out about it. They say, well, you see, we are afraid that the people will lose confidence in the government. Same thing. Well, the answer is, if you're going to be a real crook, make sure you're long enough for big society. And you get away with it. You know, if you tell the truth, then people would lose confidence in you. So it's because the confidence issue with the banks, a major criminal indictment, which we haven't seen, and I'm not saying we're going to see. This is not an ordinary criminal indictment, he said. In other words, we're going to do nothing about it. This comment has come days after the HSBC's record $1.9 billion settlement with the U.S. authorities over money laundering linked to drug trafficking. Now, that's peanuts for these guys. It's just pocket change. So U.S. Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brower says the decision is not to prosecute. In this day and age, we have to evaluate that. Innocent people will face very big consequences if you make a decision. Oh, it's to save the people, you know. bank UBS is also reported to be closing or to close to paying $1 billion to settle British and US investigations into claims it attempted to rig key interbank lending rates, and that's already been proven. Recent spate of settlements have raised concerns that banks are effectively buying immunity from past misdeeds. If you get caught with your hand in a till, you go to jail, but if you're a real big bank and you're caught breaking the law, it seems that all that happens is you're fined and told you'll go to jail if you do it again, but which you don't do anyway, said Rosie Sharp, a campaign group global witness. It says Barclays is the only bank so far to have admitted to its involvement in attempts to rig key LIBOR rates. This week, three former traders were arrested by British police in connection with serious fraud office investigations into rate rigging. None of the men have been charged. So they arrested them, but they're not charged. Royal Bank of Scotland is expected to reach a settlement over LIBOR allegations within the next couple of months. It's amazing, too, because the Royal Bank of Scotland is, I think, it's 80% owned by the English government. It's just to keep beyond it out, you know. On Thursday, George Osborne dismissed the idea of breaking up RBS, saying he was not sure the gains outweigh the disruption. So it's better to just not have a disruption and flow and all that, just keep it all going. It's not bad, eh? Not bad at all. Now, we're in weird times, and what you find in weird times at the end of an age, and this is an end of an age. See, this is a century of change, and it's the age of change for the guys who mastermind changes for the world, big changes. And they bring you all kinds of things that have worked in the past. They bring you the new age movement. All you need is love, you know, and your inner self, and learn how to vibrate to a higher frequency, and wear special turquoise colors and violet ones, and then you're more spiritual. I'm not kidding. There's folk making money flogging this repetitive rubbish that they've copied from Theosophy and elsewhere, right out of the book. So at the end of an age, you always find these new age cults pop up because people have nothing else to believe in, and those who can manipulate the system can actually encourage them into it. Then they don't take any notice of what's really going on around them as we all go down the tubes, and so they're awfully obedient. But it's really taken a hold. And of course, the old black magic stuff has come down really from Spain, not from the Spanish, but from Spain a long time ago, with its pentagrams, etc., are making a comeback too. And we see it in Freemasonry and different religions, but not so much Christianity, you know what it means. Texas man accused of carving a pentagram on his son, it says here. What's going on? You'll see a lot more of this kind of stuff happening. Well, many people saw Wednesday's memorial date of 12/12/12 as an auspicious moment to tie the knot or start a business. A Texas man appears to have interpreted the day as a reason to carry out a grotesque and sinister act. I shed some innocent blood, Brent Troy Bartell told the police dispatcher from the Fort Worth suburb of Richmond Hills in a phone call last midnight. It says, when the dispatcher asked me to clarify, Bartell responded in a matter-of-fact tone. He says, I inscribed a pentagon on my son. And the dispatcher says, well, why did you do that? And Bartell responded, because it's a holy day. At the same time, police say the boy's mother was also calling police from a neighbor's house. She'd run there, they say, to raise the alarm that Bartell was hurting their six-year-old son. The cops arrived at the home. They say they found the traumatized boy standing shirtless with a large red pentagram carved into his skin on his back. His blood was smeared on the front door of the house. The pentagram's a five-pointed star and has associations with many different religions and belief systems. Says the police officers wrapped a jack-o'-lantern child, who they say was cold and shivering, and called the paramedics, who took him to Children's Hospital for treatment. They arrested Bartell, who was not too big to fail, obviously, whose manner was flat and emotionless, according to Sergeant Nathan Stringer, in charge with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on a family member. So, it says they couldn't give a reason why it motivated Bartell, this particular holy day or so on. They touch on a few things. They say it's been using Christianity, actually, which wasn't magic. It's actually done other religions too, though. Not Christianity, and everything. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Hi, folks. I'm back cutting through the media. Talking of this guy who carved a pentagram into, or a pentagon. Well, it's a pentagram, actually. And he put a circle around it, too, I think, into his son's back. And they prattle on here about it's been used by Satanist magicians. It's from the Kabbalah, too. And it says Wednesday's triple 12 date was considered noteworthy by numerologists because its digits add up to 3. That's all Kabbalistic, too, which is associations with the planet Jupiter. They're kind of right and wrong at the same time. Something else there, too. Different way of doing it. Number 12 has astrological significance, says, since there are 12 signs of the zodiac. And then there's 12 tribes again, too, or 13 if you go by Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe, or 14 if you also add in Joseph's tribe. It's never mentioned because except in Talmud. Anyway, it says it's the last such triple date for almost a century until January the 1st, 2001. And it says the boy's wounds were not very deep. Stringer said his condition was stable. And the guy used a box cutter, one of these sharp X-Acto type knives, to do it. And apparently it was awfully cool and a whole bit, and like in, you know, transic state. And also in Britain here, we jumped to Britain now, and you got pagan sex trials actually underway. No kidding, yeah. And this is witches Peter Petrosky and Jack Kemp, convicted of ritualistic child abuses. As Peter Petrosky and Jack Kemp were said to have donned ceremonial robes and pagan paraphernalia before abusing young girls in Cornwall during the 1970s. Police believe one of their victims may have been 3 years old when the abuse started. Maybe they worked for Kinsey for his report. He hired guys like that to do it. It says the pair, aged 72 and 69 respectively, showed little emotion as they were led from the dock at Truro Crown Court today and in custody. The pair's victims gave harrowing evidence from behind a screen during the three-week trial. They said they were abused by their tormentors before being given money and sweets to buy their silence. Witnesses also named murdered pagan Peter Solheim and notorious Cornish paedophile Stan Piri as amongst their abusers. The former was a 56-year-old parish councillor whose body was found 5 miles off the Lizard Peninsula, Cornwall, by fishermen on June 18, 2004, being drugged and mutilated by a machete or an axe. The child abuse was only investigated further by police last year when Kemp was arrested in connection with another incident causing rumours to spread around his hometown of Falmouth and prompting the alleged victims of the historic offences to contact detectives. The other charges include indecent assault and other sexual offences and were believed to have been committed much more recently. Petrovsky was backed up by female members of the coven who said that while children were occasionally present, nudity never played a part in the ceremonies, which is nonsense. One female friend also described him as a gentleman, it says. Kemp denied any involvement in paganism, said it wasn't his cup of tea, and said he was the victim of a bizarre conspiracy. He said the girls were wrong to name him in the case. Petrovsky, who described himself as a, mind you, with the photographs of him and everything, he's in these robes here, as a high priest of the White Witches Coven in St. Ives, Cornwall, and it doesn't mean your colour of your skin is white, it means it's white versus black. They have the two different forces, supposedly, but they always end up in the black anyway. It says Cornwall was convicted of one count of rape, one count of aiding and abetting an attempt to rape, and one count of indecent assault. Kemp was found guilty of indecent assault and indecency with a child. He was found not guilty of four other sexual offences following 11 hours and 22 minutes deliberations. The jury of 9 men, 3 women are still considering their verdict on several other sexual offences. Judge Graham Cottle said he would accept the majority verdict on the remaining charges. So, it still goes on, folks, you know, and all that came out too with the big push down through the 1800s, a lot of this stuff came to the surface, you understand, and even had Masonic branches that would go into the esoteric stuff, especially in France. And they also mixed it with Kabbalism and Kabbalah and numerology and sacred geometry and all this kind of stuff. But it's also really pushed and promoted. And a lot of guys who do somebody wanting sex would go into it too, naturally. But also, in the 20th century, out the British, and we know this, Aleister Crowley worked for British intelligence at some points, and MI6, and he was sent out into the world to do the same thing, and to start a sort of cult thing going, make it popular, popularize it. And in his own books, he tells you he went to South America. He did the usual. He started off you got to take the special drug they have there and get your power animal and all that to become, you know, a lot of folk, even current ones, are doing that today, promoting the same rubbish, you see. And while he was there, he said he got his initiation. He'd already been, he was already top of the York, right, in different Masonic rites. And he got his 32nd degree of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry while he was in Latin America. And he helped him promote that whole movement and the sexual thing that went with it too, and so on and so on. So it's still on the go today, and there's even ones out there today, as I say, pushing the same kind of stuff. Meet your power animal, get your spirit guide to come down and talk to you. And sometimes they even use the old names that Blavatsky used for her spirit guides today, and they're making a killing off these gullible people who want to hear it, mind you, because it fascinates them. So I'll put this up tonight too, all these links up tonight. Going back to Obama too, I must remember to say that he was on television, and of course he did his little crying bit about the children, you know. And I remember this is the same man who admitted to reporters that he personally picks out the people to be killed by the drones every single day across the Middle East. They come down on children and so on. Not a tear shed there. You should really consider all these things, folks. You know, you really, really should. And another article too from the Mail on this white witches thing, and it says they were abusing children for 32 years, according to the Mail here. And this is specifically one of the victims, because you were the two of the survivor members of a pedophile ring, together with others whose names have been repeatedly featured in the trial, you were members of a ring that operated in the Falmouth area in the 70s and 80s. During the course of the trial, some of the evidence in this case is in relation to the offences committed against young children has been nothing less than harrowing, and has featured ritualistic sexual abuse of young children. That's quite amazing what they can do. And then too, because you're at the end of the age when you destroy all the old religions, not all of them, they always keep one, but you destroy all the rest. And you bring in Wiccanism and all that to bring people in who are often naive, not knowing that there were degrees in it, just like masonry. And then you go into the higher rites. The higher rites, and certain things are done to you, and you can't object to it if you're male or female. And you must go along with it. And then you're into, oh, you're a powerful wizard, then you know. Oh, well, you'd vibrate higher too. We're violets and vibrate. See, all the people who are, what they say, all this rubbish that they tell the people, you're sunk down into the world of matter. That's where your spirit came, and you're vibrating very, very low. And that's how you're stuck in this world, and you can't get anywhere. But when you learn to work your spirit properly, you become lighter and lighter, and you vibrate higher. So you become an ascended master. You know, all the old theosophy stuff. You can just write, churn out books galore, just copying all the old ones, as some people actually do. And people love to hear this stuff. And this article, too, is quite amazing. This is, I quite laugh at the Milligrand, the actual guys who say this in Britain, the politicians, the Miliband brothers. I mean, they're both the sons of Professor Miliband, who ran out of Europe just before World War II, and because he was a Marxist, teaching Marxism, and he came in and taught Marxism in Britain. And that's what they do. They come into your country, then they pollute your country and take it down, you know. And now his sons are in it too. There's a lot of them actually running Britain now. But it says, all state workers should speak English, it says. Ed Miliband calls for better integration as he admits that Labour made big mistakes on immigration. I mentioned last night too that the whole policy on immigration worldwide, it was agreed, was to keep. See, one time you would have to assimilate. But a certain group complained they don't want assimilation, they want to keep separate. Could be in the country, but separate. So that they'd make it this the same for everybody. And then they tried promoting that everybody should keep their ethnicity, you see, and their culture and so on. Problem is, they can't speak English, you know, even two or three generations later, some of them. And it's hard when you're giving them priority work there, you know, priority hiring and anti-government positions. So, it says, the Labour leader admits the party is too little to tackle racial segregation issue. And they encourage them to be segregated. And it says they opened the door to Eastern Europe without thinking. Now he unveils Labour's new comprehensive strategy for integration. Money used to translate leaflets should be used on English lessons instead. And it says, state workers who deal with the public must be able to speak English, she says. You wonder why you're getting so many complaints. They actually put it down as racist incidents when the folk, the public are being served. The people behind the counter aren't speaking English to you. And they just get frustrated. And it says, Ed Miliband said today in a warning that Labour failed to ensure immigrants become part of British life. Well, they've had 30-odd years of telling them to keep their cultures everywhere. Same in Canada, across the whole British Commonwealth. They call it Commonwealth now, it's still the Empire, though. And this is the outcome of it. The Labour leader used a major speech to admit his party made mistakes by opening the door to Eastern Europeans with a clear plan to stop towns and cities dividing along racial and ethnic lines. The influx of immigrants up to 3 million in a decade, single decade, that's just from Eastern Europe, outpaced the ability of communities to cope, Mr. Miliband admitted. And since the Labour leader vowed not to sweep public anxieties over British cultural identity under the carpet as he outlines the country's need for a comprehensive strategy for integration to help cope with the pressures of a multi-ethnic society. Well, that was the whole purpose of a multi-ethnic society. They talked about that before World War II, certain groups, and they created the United Nations, and that was built on that whole idea too, that to destroy all existing nations, especially certain nations, because they were too solidly one people. In other words, if you make them all multi-ethnic and obliterate them in a sense, just kind of drown them out, then there'll be no more wars. That was a racket and nonsense that they preached at the time. They still do, actually. So they've done a good job, I mean, awfully successful in countries like Britain, and they actually cheer when it's, you know, there's sort of a tiny white minority left in London and things like that. They actually cheer. Yeah. Now, the other thing, too, was to destroy all the worlds to bring in the new. And marriage, remember, too, was a plank in the Communist Manifesto. And as well as redistribution of your wealth. And again, too, this multicultural thing and stuff and all that. It was communism, basically, a priesthood. And it says that, here's an article, BBC should be bold now in gay coverage, homosexual coverage. It says the BBC has been urged to be more creative and bolder in how it represents lesbian, gay, and bisexual people across its output, it says. The recommendations were made by experts contributing to a BBC review on its portrayal of LGBT people. And when you actually go through it all, you find out that these experts were homosexual groups. As his reports, contributors called on the corporation to feature more LGBT people in its news and current affairs, sports and children's programs. They already have a lot. So the review also included the response of around 2,700 members of the public. Though the experts said all broadcasters had a responsibility to represent diversity, the BBC had an extra obligation as it was funded by the licence fee and needed to be a standard bearer. So, the BBC has been a standard bearer for lots of things. I mean, look who's staffing it. They've really helped destroy what is left of the culture in Britain. And by design and knowing what they're doing. It says that although the portrayal of LGBT people had improved over the past 10 years, there was still a sense they were still relatively invisible, especially lesbian women and bisexual people. And actually, the US has added another category to it. Actually, the US government comes up with these LGBT ones and T, transgender. They've got an I on the end of it now. And that's for intersex. LGBT and T, and then I. No kidding. It says organizations that took part in a search include gay rights lobby groups, Stonewall, Trade Union Equity, and the Lesbian Gay Foundation, as well as charities. So the ones, all the experts were the ones who are people they're talking about. And again, BBC told to put more gay presenters into the television and children's TV to familiarise youngsters with different sexualities. Studies says gay presenters would validate the feelings of gay children. So it was important for young people in their formative years. And the report said BBC News gave too much time to homophobic viewpoints. It has also recommended having more gay teachers in dramas and soaps. And the BBC should have more gay presenters and characters on children's TV. Could mean following the ITV's lead and using personalities such as former Big Brother star Brian Dowling, who presents SMTV Live on Saturday for 2 years. BBC was called upon in a report to ensure that audiences are familiarised with different sexualities from an early age. The study claimed that lesbian, gay and bisexual people are still relatively invisible, etc., etc. I also put up the one from... this one Obama came up and have altered quite a few things, actually. To do with that. They had an immigration policy to do with people getting barred for years with AIDS, you know, and coming in the country with it for spreading it and so on. But they've changed this. It says U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, this is from the U.S. government, this is RAIO Directorate Officer Training, and it's combined training course, guidance for adjudicating lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex, that's what they call it now in the US, it's from them, refugee and asylum claims, it says. So, the US is actually making up all the different acronyms for them. And it's got a training module, and it goes through how to basically talk to them as they're coming into the country, because now they can all claim discrimination in any country in the world and come right in now, you see, to the US, that's the law. But they're also changing it to Obama. I'll put the link up tonight too. Obama's also done away with the fact that they mustn't have AIDS, so they can have AIDS as well. So there you go. That's all fair, you see. And let me see here now. Yeah, the U.S. leadership is to advance equality for LGBT people abroad as well. The U.S. is revolutionary, you know. Because of those who took over the U.S. are definitely revolutionary. And it says, during Human Rights Week, we reaffirm our commitments to upholding human rights and human dignity at home and abroad, and recognize the need to build a world in which everyone can pursue their dreams free from violence. violence and discrimination. Last week at the Human Rights First Summit, it described how advancing the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people around the world is central, not to separate from, our comprehensive human rights agenda. So, as from the White House itself, this article here is quite long. I'll put it up tonight at cuttingthroughmatrix.com for those who want to read it. It's about leveraging U.S. foreign assistance to protect LGBTQ. In other words, using money, and you get no loans unless you put this at the top of your agenda in other countries. Back after this.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aaron. Aaron is different from ozone. Aaron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aaron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aaron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Hi, folks. I am back, padding through the Matrix. What a Matrix is, isn't it? Most people don't even know they're in it. Actually, you can only see one little room at a time. But during World War II, as an example, there was rickets in Britain because they had such incredible rationing. And that's what Orwell's job was at the time. He worked for the BBC, and his job, he actually said this, was to convince the public that the rotten stuff they were giving them, the small bits and pieces of meat and so on, very rationed, was better for them and much more nutritious. In other words, expert opinion, and that's where he actually found out how propaganda worked so well. But back in Britain again, because they're austere now, bailing out other countries, dramatic increase in rickets in children, lack of vitamin D is blamed, it says, and it's gone up fourfold in the last few years what it was before. And it was relatively since the Victorian age. No kidding, because that's when the industrial era, and then World War II came along, and again you saw some children who'd grown up during that phase, and they had these kind of bow, thin legs, because of rickets. Well, it's back again, and it's up fourfold, and they don't get vitamin D, and it's also resulting in higher instances of diabetes, tuberculosis, and multiple sclerosis. That's it. You make it worse, actually, which shouldn't be the actual cause of it. So anyway, that's the sort of thing you're getting. Now, there's someone hanging on the line there. I'm not sure who it is. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who is it?
Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Just about, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, hey, Alan, this is like the seventh mass shooting we had in the United States this year.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is it's always the innocent people were targeted, never like the bankers or something like that, you know. We didn't get that, you know, that didn't happen. But so that's very interesting. But really what I want to talk about is the debt. They've forestalled 2015. The way I see it, the police state is being set up so when the debt, which is the holiest of all holies, goes to a situation where the interest rates are, you know, allowed to free float to the market, going to create a huge debt service, taxation on the people. The debt slavery is really going to kick in at some point in the next probably 2 to 4 years.
It's planned to. That's why they came up with this fiscal cliff nonsense. It's just a term to make it seem more concrete to the people. Yeah.
And so do you think maybe in 2013 we'll be a little luckier with our shootings? Maybe they'll go for the big.
No, they'll still have shootings until they get what they want.
What do you think of the conspiracy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That'll continue, absolutely. And they'll all have similar MOs. They'll all have been seeing psychiatrists, all of them. And they'll all have been on certain drugs and semi-hypnotic states. Very easy to do with these drugs, and a psychiatrist knows how to do it. Very simple. And when they need to put more laws through, that will always happen, yeah.
So it wasn't enough to get the legislation, so it'll continue, you think, until they get the legislation to take away the dangerous weapons. They might let people have pea shooters and pellet guns or something, but if they take the big weapons, that would, compete with...
But don't forget, you're dealing with governments here who have sat deliberately and planned years ago, but the same people still in and behind government there, wars across the whole Middle East, knowing how many millions of people they kill. Quite cold-heartedly, not a thought about it. And don't forget for an instant that they don't think any differently of you at home. The end justifies the means in their wars, whether it's weapons of mass destruction, which is all baloney, or those guys who attacked us first, or something like that, to we've got school shooters shooting all our children, we can't go on like this. They'll get what they want, and this is the tactic that's being used. Thanks for calling. From Hamish and Seattle, Ontario, Canada, is good night. May your God or your God's gold.
With financial